right now. I'm looking up, the sky's bright. I'm moving on, I don't care now.
Boys and girls, you know what time it is. It's that time to kick off your weekend right with the giddy up. 2:07 in the afternoon. I'll be right back.
Think I need a devil to help me get things right. Hook me up a new evolution. Cause this one is a lie. Sat around laughing and watch a
Well, if that if that doesn't wake you up, I don't know what will. That, of course, is our double shot of the Foo Fighters. That was Learn to Fly and The Best of You. That song is so intense. I love that song. Anyways, welcome, boys and girls, 2:16 in the afternoon, which is a great start, I guess. I'm DJ Paulie B, reporting for duty. It is, geez, let's see. It is, I'm trying to give you the degrees, but I can't find it. I got a lot on my hands. Anyways, I'm going to call it 67 degrees. How's that? In the beautiful state of Medford, Mass. And, of course, I am flying solo again. Of course, but it's the show is never the same without our funny man, who we love and cherish. He is a national treasure, Chris Ridgway. But, of course, he has, you know, work obligations. So that is way more important. Definitely, because we don't get paid to do this show. So we just have fun doing it. And that's, you know, the important thing. So anyways, I don't know. I'll do the best I can by myself without any banter back and forth to my compadre there, my partner in crime. Anyways, like I said, you know, it's going to be tough, but we will get through it. But you know what? The most important part is we will kick your weekend off. I will kick your weekend off right, I promise you, with some great rock and roll music. And if you don't like rock and roll, you're probably listening to the wrong program at this point in time. But I'm sure anybody that's listening in is a friend of mine and obviously an avid listener, so which is great. So have no fear. We are going to listen to some great rock and roll. I do probably have a few silly things I'm going to say. If my partner in crime is listening, if you want to call in and do the shout-outs, because I don't have the shout-out list, which is very long. It's like it's like the Ten Commandments. It's so long, but it's worth it because we love to appreciate you girls and guys that listen to the show. So anyways, I'm going to get to some music. I'll be back, and maybe I'll make up my own shout-out list. I don't know. But anyways, here's some Journey to kick your weekend off right. You are listening to the soothing sounds of the Giddy Up here on 91.5 WMFO. Yeah.
WMFO Medford.
Right. Little Zeppelin there. Not a little Zeppelin, a lot of Zeppelin. The song remains the same. And before that was Girl Can't Help It by Journey. I'm hitting all you know, spectrums of the music, the rock and roll music genre that we love and appreciate so much. And whoever was calling me, and hopefully it wasn't the funny man, I appreciate that that you tried, but I missed it. Ooh. I had just looked down and seen it at the last minute because I was too busy jamming out till the song remains the same. Anyways, 2:28 in the afternoon, boys and girls. You're listening to The Giddy Up with DJ Pauly B. And it's a beautiful, balmy 68 degrees now in the wonderful Tufts University in the state of Medford, Boston. And you know, I got to tell you, we're going to, you know, hey now. I would love to do our shout outs, but you know what? I'm going to take this call real quick and see what's up. WMFO, you live on the air. Please do not swear.
I don't think I can say my name because I think it's against the. What?
What?
Or was that just. You still there?
Yeah.
Oh. Am I live on the air?
You are live on the air. That's why I said, please do not swear.
Oh, see, I didn't hear that.
Who's calling?
I'm not allowed to say my name on another radio station anymore.
Oh, is that what it is?
Because
you're on another radio station.
not right at the very moment.
I know who this is, and how you doing? I won't say your name.
Well, you played that Led Zeppelin song, and
yes, sir.
I figured I'd mention that on this date in history was the last night of their first ever Japanese tour.
That's, well, hey, great for the Japanese, I guess.
What else you got coming up? I'll see if I could tie some more music history with things that you have coming up.
I'm just going at free random right now, Mr. D. I am just going at free random. But whatever you would like to hear, I'm sure I could, you know, provide you with that.
Well, since you don't have the funny man to...
Yeah, we don't have the funny man, but you're funny enough. I mean,
well,
you know...
But look,
you can give us maybe the traffic report in Japan. That would be...
No, we used to do that, and people didn't like that, so we moved on from that.
We have moved on, yes.
I'm looking at weird news on, like, HuffPost. You want to know about cream-filled waffles that are arousing lots of attention because of the shape that they're in?
Are they arousing? Yes. I wouldn't mind some silly news because I have nobody here to give me the silly news, which I'm used to. But, hey, my man, you know, I have no problem with you throwing in some silly news to the program.
I don't know if I should mention the shape of the waffles, though, because this is a family program, after all.
Well, You could call it a family program because it's the afternoon drive, but I don't know if it's actually a family program, as you've known throughout the years of listening. But you can say penis if it's a penis.
Wait, say that again?
You can say penis if it was a penis shape.
Well, that's exactly what
all right, then.
Cream-filled, and that's...
Oh, and it's cream-filled, to boot.
Yes, arousing lots of attention. That's the headline here on HuffPo.
So are women ordering this and then going into the bathroom with their plate?
It says here in the byline, to paraphrase Sigmund Freud, sometimes a waffle is just a waffle. Other times they do like what you're suggesting. I don't know, but it says here, wait, this is the funny part. A restaurant is making a lot of dough. Get it?
Yes, I get it. That was a pun.
Oh, wait. Here, it gets even more funny.
All right.
It's being sold in like a food court in Bangkok.
Which makes sense. I mean, more sense than we would have come up with.
Absolutely makes sense. Oh, wow. And there's a... I'm not going to tell you about the picture because this is... Okay.
You can send it to me on Facebook or on the Giddy Up Facebook. You're more than welcome to do that because people expect that. Speaking of Bangkok, not to cut you off, we did lose a national treasure on Wednesday. Yes. Go ahead. You know who
was... No, wait. I'm thinking that was a whole 2 days ago. I don't know.
You can't remember 2 days ago. Do you not read the news or know anything about the news?
I think I was working at the news, in the newsroom that day.
I would hate to see that news.
What national treasure was it?
Well, come on. Really?
Oh, Hugh Hefner.
Hugh Hefner. Thank you, sir. I wanted you to say it.
Yeah.
And it, how appropriate that he had died on Hump Day.
Yes. That is,
you know, nobody even thought of that, I don't think, except me, because I have a twisted mind, but he died on Hump Day. But we did lose a national treasure at the age of 91, I believe. And God bless him. I mean, you know, he made our adolescence way more worthwhile, if you will.
Right, because of those outstanding articles in his old magazine.
Well, that's what it was. It was the articles, yeah.
Right.
And I believe he's being buried side by side with Marilyn Monroe.
I thought you were going to say with one of those waffles in the coffin.
From what I hear, and I'm no insider reporter, especially when it comes to the mansion. But I heard he never really had a problem with that, except I think he was going blind. This is the last report I got. That he was going blind from all the Viagra he was taking at the end of his time.
Well, and remember when we were like teenagers or whatever, and we were always told that if we did too much of something, we would go blind?
Wow, how fitting is that? Very good point, D. Very good point, my brother. That is true, right? Well, apparently it's very true.
Yeah, well.
Well, that was before Viagra, of course.
Yeah, well, but if you have those kinds of waffles, then maybe you can... it's a family show. I have to keep reminding myself of that.
It's okay. Just don't swear, that's all. You know, it's all innuendos.
Innuendos, out-uendos, yes. Whatever.
Out-uendos.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, you know. I have a perfect song for that.
I don't think I like you anymore. You used to watch me shave. Now you do is stare at the floor. Oh, dear penis, I don't like you anymore.
So that was my country contribution to the Giddy Up program today, dear penis.
That's perfect for this segment. you know, I think I actually, if I were rating this segment, if I were, you know, like grading it, I would give this like an A plus.
Well, I appreciate that.
An A plus break. And not only because I'm involved, but because
mostly because you're involved. That's why you.
It's a good flow, and there's actual funny stuff. Without the funny man, oh my gosh!
I know it's rough without the funny man because I mean, just the riff, the banter between him and I, it's second to none, honestly. But it's tough looking across the studio and seeing two empty chairs and.
Believe me, I know that.
I definitely appreciate the call, D. I'm trying to leave you incognito.
When Funny Man returns from his trip to Bangkok, tell him to bring you back some of those waffles.
Yes. So, in honor of like I had said earlier, of Hugh Hefner, all erections will be remained at half mast till the end of the weekend.
Well, mine's been like that for a few years. I'm off the.
Well, I appreciate that. All right.
Wait a minute. It's a family show. I can't.
It's really not a family show, but we can call it a family show. Not like one of your swing joints that you're used to going to, but we're trying. We're trying our best to keep it on the on the down low in the
All right. Well. Let's you want to move on and get back to some music so we don't get ourselves into a hole that gets.
I think it's a little too late for that. I think it's a little too late for that. Don't you have your show today?
I'm actually not really doing anything today, which is why I am enjoying the beautiful weather that we're having here in the wonderful state
awesome.
Of Medford. And, riding around with the roof open and listening to the best afternoon show that this fine channel has to offer.
Well, I absolutely appreciate that. And I do appreciate the call because that was very cool. Because, it's good to have interaction with somebody and some banter as well. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on 1 second, okay?
All right.
Some banter as well. WMFO, you're live on the air.
Yeah, is that idiot still on? DSS?
I knew it was him. I don't know who you're talking about, idiot, but you can say hi to him.
By the way, I heard his blank was harder than Chinese arithmetic.
Oh, see, he is in Bangkok.
He must be in Bangkok.
I'm in my car. I've got like a couple of minutes.
I know, you sound like you're underwater. What are you in, one of those Jetsons? Actually, not Jetsons, but one of those submarines from the Stone Ages?
my new job, I'm tracking Orca.
That would be Moby Dick to us.
Since we are talking about waffles.
from the newsroom.
From the newsroom. Hey,
you know what I think is pretty odd is that Funny Man, we've known each other what, like about like 50, 60 years or something.
That was
the first time we talked on the phone in what, like 30.
Good Lord.
We met because we were the original Martin Lewis, but being neither of us were Jewish, we were kicked out of Bonneville.
And I was the Sinatra to your Martin and Lewis.
No, you're the Peter Lawford.
What?
Oh, wait a minute.
Pete, did you say Peter? There's a lot of innuendos on this program already today, and I'm alone.
Okay.
Are you on your way here, Chris?
No, I've got 20.
All right, make something up. I think you're calling in with the shout outs, but you were just listening to us two boobs.
Now, wait, here's the big question. Chris Funnyman, were you going to call anyway, or did you only call because I was on?
I was just going to listen in, and then I was like, oh, come on, two of my best friends are having a jolly old time.
Wasn't that well? He was going to blow off entirely.
No, seriously, I was going to call in because I brought my iPad with me, and Paulie, what is on my iPad?
I don't know, Hugh Hefner?
Waffles.
Oh, the waffles with the with the filling?
How about shout-outs? Maybe the shout-outs are on my iPad.
Oh, see, I don't have the shout-outs because I depend.
That's why I'm calling.
On the funny. Oh, well. Well, I thought you just heard us two boobs talking about Hooters and Hugh Hefner and you know.
I'm in Boston. I'm south of Boston. So I'm in the parking lot. I'm early. So I tuned in, and I was waiting for a break in the action. But, you know, our friend D in the newsroom.
Yes.
Sweet D.
Sweet D.
I was enjoying him, and I didn't want to interrupt. And I'm like, well, if I'm going to do the shout-outs, I'm going to have to interrupt. And I'm glad you were able to... what's this thing called? Commingle.
Commingle.
Intelligence here.
Interacting.
Intelligence. Interface.
Interacting with your face.
Oh, good Lord. Are you going to do the shout outs or are you going to call back and do the shout outs or
no,
not?
I got to do them now or forever hold my peace.
Well, then do them now. If Sweet D doesn't mind,
Sweet D,
you interrupting his.
I'll let you guys go so I can listen.
No, be part of it. Be part of it, man.
All right. I'll sing in the background. Shout. Let it all out.
Well, I could probably do that, but I did not expect this. But it doesn't matter.
D is singing it. It's fine.
It's not the same.
Let it all out.
Kevin Peters is the lead of Don Chase, our good friend DJ Carla D, and Eric Wilson, no relation to the dead comedian Flip. Ma and Kim at Malden Trans. The Hugh Hefner of Malden, Chet Johnson, Billy Roderick.
Sweet D, you're losing your sweet part of the D.
I don't. Maybe I should just go so I can listen, because you guys are a lot funnier when I'm not on the phone.
No, man, you're awesome. This is awesome. I love having you on. Next shout out goes to Dave Struff, wherever he is listening to. I hope he's enjoying the Pauly
show. He might be somewhere.
You
know, this guy's really good. I've heard him. I've heard him on like on other places, and he knows his stuff.
Yes, he's on BZ Radio.
He knows his stuff.
Telling people to avoid the gas tanks.
The gas tanks and
1988
not to break down any like third, fourth, or however many walls here, but only last week I started referencing that landmark again because I was so traumatized and convinced that I would screw it up that I wanted nothing to do with it. But it's an impossible one to avoid, especially at,
I think he's shell-shocked, Chris. You didn't want to say the gas tanks, nothing. You want to say anything about gas.
And I also don't drink when I'm doing those things anymore.
What does that mean?
Oh, because, I don't know, maybe someone had a little too much the last time he was in the room there with you guys. I don't know.
All right, hey.
So anyway,
I don't like you talking about the funny man like that. All right, so.
All right, so
moving on.
Keep going.
Michael Scott Stewart of the Brigands, Andy Ferry, Chrissy, and Bill at the Chuck Wagon Diner here in beautiful historical
Wagon
Wakefield, my home, sweet home. Christina Atwell, Michael Bobo, Chase Carson of the Time Tunnel, 10 to midnight, making baby making music, Sweet Lovin' here on WMFO.
That's
By
right.
By the way, if you live stream pictures of you making babies, he may play your request for you.
He may.
Wow.
Yeah, well.
No, he may not. I don't know. Just give the guy some nudity, will you? He's here from 10 to midnight. Tracy McKenzie, Debbie Depot, Old School Steve, Leah Hall, Eddie Riley, Matt Fisher, Danny Bottinetti, and Steph Cardone, who can be heard on WMFO with their show called The Lounge. The show can be heard every other Saturday, 9 to 11. I just pray this is the Saturday that they're on for your sake. Kenny Melanson, Mike Marchese, Seth, who's back in black, Danny Rosen, Charlie Driver, his uncle Kyle D, bus driver, Joe Breezy High, Lisa Neville, Caitlin Hussey, Karen Whitman, Sandra and Doreen at Sandra Networks in Peabody, Phil Fleming at Dorothea Boozy Hebert, Bob, Samantha, and Robert Wynn, Mary Canavan, Marcin Katarzynski, Lisa Marie Kilpatrick, the Mustache of Medford, Frankie and Bergamo. And nothing says fall like getting your free Memolet. Yes, Denise Fioretti Memolet.
That's true. And did you see?
My best friend.
Did you? Sorry.
Right.
I gave you a little rim shot. In honor of, you know.
the waffles.
Of this. Well, yeah.
I'm licking the whole waffle.
I got hungry eyes. That's what it is.
Oh, man. Mike Fessler, Frankie Bailey, Tag Cornair Crow, Big Jack and Janice, Cookie, Christina Fantasia, Buddy Nicole and Chloe, Bob and Gigi Messina, Irish Eddie Jen Rhiannon, Christina Papalade!
Sorry. We're taking you out with Shout.
Oh my God. John Adams Buckley, Ryan Sturia, Adam McClain, Bonnie Tamarsh, Elaine Ivory Allen, Gail Brocken, Russell Blank, Nicole Bishop, Lisa Switzer, Deb DeWitt, Gail Snow, Eddie McKinnon, Rocco Scali, Joe and oh wait, Rocco Scali was on probation because we didn't even rent some of them.
I'm sorry, Chris. I have no idea. I think it's the parade outside. I'm sorry, it was the parade outside.
Yes, Ramon Lopez, Mike Magnin, Charlie McCarthy, Colleen Shay, Amy Giamatico Mulquin, Paul Rizzo, Jennifer Smith, Andrew Brandt, Rose Castley, Cambridge, Vidal Santalucia, Bobby Colborne, Kelly Bignall, Sylvia Gray Herman, Austin Jackie, and Jennifer Palazzo. And those are your shout outs from Park Unknown. And I will, I guess I'll return the show back to its original programming.
I appreciate those, sir. And thank you very much, Funny Man. And hopefully you'll be back next week so we can actually have some good banter and more nonsense that we usually have.
Yeah, I had a couple of...
And by the way, Sweet D, you are more than welcome if you don't have your Twin Tanks obligation to join us if you'd like.
Well, thank you. You know, I think about you every time I'm flying over the beautiful state of Medford. It just doesn't, you know, they won't let me rappel down the rope anymore.
Oh, they won't? No. All right. Well, no. Clip the wings and you know, we'll open a window. You can just come flying in.
Oh, send a plane someday.
Joker, yes. You should come out the Joker Papa. Oh, man. All right, boys.
Very, very great segment. Thank you. Myself.
And I love you both. And
love you, man.
I'll talk to you shortly.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much for that. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. Bye for now.
See you guys.
All right, and thank you, Sweet D, because that was a great segment. I appreciate you calling in, man. All right, so that was the name of that tune. Well, not really, but anyways, that was a great segment from two good friends calling in, and I, with all sincerity, thank you, Dave, for calling. Oh, I mean D, for calling in. Anyways, so we're going to get back to some music. It's 2:52 in the afternoon, 68 degrees here in Medford, Boston. And we will be back, I promise, with, I don't know, some more silliness. I can just talk to myself usually because it's pretty funny because people stare at me in the street when I do that. Anyways, this one goes out to our boy, Hugh Hefner. God rest your soul.
Quench yourself. It's not just at Halloween that the flesh eaters come out. Those who fancy the taste of decomposing corpses are among us all year long. See the blood on their plates, the stench of seared flesh on their bacon sandwiches, the chicken fat on their lips. Escape now! Run screaming from the curse of the meat eaters. Heart attack, cancer, stroke. Save yourself and all those animal lives. Go vegan now. Free recipes at peter.org.